find a new hustle, this not the 80s. That ain't gangsta, how y'all rocking, y'all dropping babies. And that ain't fly shit, y'all be rocking, y'all mocking ladies. With no diploma, we were soldiers, we got 380s. Put a 100 mil in my pocket, it's not gonna change me. I just signed a deal with the rock and I got my wavy. Need a spot to hide the pay for the profit, done got some crazy. Hold up, yesterday I swear I felt my brother's spirit. Writing all this shit and damn, I hope my brother hear it. Niggas scared of the butcher, I know suck the spirit. Cause niggas like me only come around every other era.
Put your hands together for the work of the Most High. Put my hands together and I pray all night. Cause the struggle is real, but the hustle is true. I slept in my dreams till they all come true. Thank God I made it, thank God I made it. And you gon' make it too.
What's good? This is Kelby Cannon, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
This is K100 Radio, giving you the best hip-hop and R&B mixes.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
Let's get to it.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
What up, though? You know the drill.
K100, you bastard.
K100 Radio, I'm your host, Christian. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Thank you guys for rocking with us over here. Excited about tonight. Excited about what we got going on tonight. I've been on vacation for a couple of weeks just from doing live shows on K100 Radio. Of course, the broadcast has still been live. We've still been doing our thing. All our DJs been doing our thing with new shows and hot new music. We've been dropping new music. But me personally, I took a couple weeks off just to go on vacation and just enjoy the summer a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody back outside, right? Well, not really. Not all the way outside, but constantly stepping back outside. Again, I want to welcome everybody to K100 Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard, and tonight we got something special going on, you dig? And what we're doing tonight is we're having a project premiere, all right? We're rocking out with the homie Von T for his new album, Music Is, all right? What we do for our project premieres, before I even bring the artist on the line, we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. But before I bring the artist on the line, I want to explain to you guys what we do over here when we're doing these project premieres. So basically, you know how you have people that do album release parties, stuff like that, online listening sessions, live listening sessions. So basically, we had the bright idea over here at K100 Radio to kind of combine them with what we do over here for the independent artists. You know, combine our interviews process with like an album review and an album listening session. And so we call it project premiere. And so when the artist that rocks with us and rocks with K100 Radio, when they drop an entire album, not a single, not a video, a whole project, when they took the time to sit in there and craft a whole entire project, we decided to come up with a way to show some love and let them promote it on K100 Radio. So we came up with the project premiere. And what we do is we sit back and we kick it with the artist. We chop it up with them about the project. We play the songs. We play each track on the album. And we talk about the artist. We talk with the artist about the project, and we kind of get a little bit of insight, because for the most part, you don't get a chance to get inside the artist's head a lot of times, especially when you're an independent artist and you're not a star. You know what I'm saying? You never really get a chance to really just break down what you were thinking when you created that song. You know what I mean? What space you were in? How did that collaboration go? What was that session like? You know, and for an artist, and since we're sitting around, you know, showing love to independent artists over here at K100 Radio, shout out to people that's watching on our Instagram Live and our Facebook, our YouTube, and everybody else that's watching us live. We appreciate it and listening to us live right now. Thank you. We wanted to give the indie artist a way to kind of present their entire project on a platform and engage with them live. Like, we played a song, we listened to the song. Okay, tell me what you was thinking about. What was really going on in your head? And so we decided to call it Project Premiere, and that's what we got going on tonight. You dig? And so, you know, without further ado, I'm going to bring our guest artist on the line tonight for this Project Premiere. All right? We're familiar with this artist. This artist has had music that was ill on our music review show, Ill or Kill. If you've ever heard of it, if you never heard of it, you should check it out. If you're on our YouTube channel right now or any of our other platforms, you can scroll down probably and find an episode and listen to what it's like or watch the show go down. This artist has been on our music review shows, gotten good reviews for his music. I've met him a couple of times on his grind, actually in Atlanta, Georgia, out here performing and networking and stuff like that. So listen, I just want to show some love to the artist, and he's a real grinder. He's got a unique story. We've actually interviewed him before on the show. But we've never done a project premiere with them. This is something different. This is not like a direct line. That lasts 30 minutes, and we're only going to play one or two songs, and we out. And we talk a little bit. This is about the music. This is about the album, all right? And I want to, if you're watching this on the, excuse me, on the screen, I want to put the album cover up. Music is, you see that? It looks unique, don't it? You're wondering why you don't see that guy's head and why his head is in his hand. I'm going to ask him that in a minute. Matter of fact, you can ask him that. Von T, what up, homie? What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hello, what's going on, Blizz? How you doing? How's it going, everybody? How's it going? This your boy, Von T, COVID-1278, bro. What's up?
What's going on, fam? Welcome to the broadcast again. So, I know you've been on the show before. You know how, you kind of know how it goes. You know what I mean? How the process goes. But this time, we're talking about the whole project. All right? So we're going to get a little bit deeper than we normally do about the music. This is about the music. So if you want to hear us talk about random stuff, you will hear that. But for the project premiere, we really want to talk to the artists about their craft. All right? This is really to show love to the independent artists and let them talk about their entire project, bro. You just don't get a chance to hear independent artists break down the album, break down the bars, break down what they were talking about. And so that's why we created this particular segment for independent artists. So we got the homie Von T on the line. So Von T, before I even start, and before we even dive into the album, fam, I'm gonna let you get the floor. I'm gonna let you introduce yourself again to our audience that's listening on K100 Radio. Go ahead, bro. You got it.
Yo, yeah, so this is your boy Von T, man. Like, for everybody who follows me out there, everybody who knows about me, most people know me, either they know me from my music or they know me from the situation that I'm in with the U.S. government, the U.S. military. I actually have a real story and a real background, you know, sitting behind while I do this and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And I've been doing music pretty much since 2018 is when I released my first project. I haven't been in the game long, but I've been in the entertainment very long time. I've been acting, playing extras in movies. I did modeling. I did producing, engineering, DJing. So I've been dibbling in and out of entertainment for a long time, but I actually released my first single called The Plug. You know what I'm saying? And after that, I decided that I wanted to make a whole project, a whole album. Shout out to G-Man Entertainment, you know, shout out to Anthony DJ Dude, my engineer out of Atlanta, California, obviously, you know, that's where I'm from. They've been showing me a lot of love. It's been a very eventful, you know, last couple of years in my career from me starting as independent to having my first official Sony release, from my single, Long Time featuring Kid Kern, you know, and I specifically picked that single release June 11th because I knew Migos and Polo G was releasing their whole project and album, but I knew I got a solid fan base that stands behind me, and I was not going to let that deter me from releasing my single because I face adversity in the face. That's what I do as a soldier. That's what I do as a musician. That's what I do as an artist. And, yeah, we're going to get into this project. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming for this album. And as I can see from the streams and from the downloads and the plays on YouTube, I'm really rocking with it, and I really appreciate it, man. I love everybody out there that's been showing me support, and this is just the beginning. There's a lot more to come, and I'm going to get into it as we get into the album.
All right, so good stuff, bro. Now, whenever we're talking about a full project, I need people who are watching right now. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, wherever, however you're watching this, I need you to understand how much work and how much extra effort it has to be put in when you're an independent artist trying to do a whole album. I don't knock the move from independent artists and independent labels to be single focused. We understand that right now the industry is a single driven industry, right? You got that right, Von T. Everybody knows, even the majors are like, yo, the single is everything. We understand that, right, fam? You get me, Von T?
Right. Yeah, I get you, bro.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So it's special when an independent artist actually can go through and create a whole entire project and has the willingness to sit down in the lab, to spend the money to promote the entire project, to write the entire project, to record, market, all of that. It shows a real another level of dedication. And I don't want anybody to take this wrong. I'm not shitting on mixtapes. But even with mixtapes, they're not the same thing as crafting an entire original track by track album. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times mixtapes have jack beats and stuff like that. Some people have mixtapes that sound like albums. I get it. But for the most part, as an independent artist, it's really another level of dedication to really put an album out as opposed to just dropping one single and dropping a video for it, which is what the industry wants independent artists to do in order to get that one hot song so they can come in, maybe snatch them up, throw a little gas on the flame, or however it goes down to take them to the next level. So I want to ask the first question, Von T, before we get into the music. How long did it actually take you to craft this entire album? The whole thing, from start to finish, from the first song you recorded that's on this album right now to right now to its release this year.
Well, I can honestly say that I've been working on this album since I started to create music, since I laid my first vocals in the studio, which really started in 2018, because in 2017 I did my research on how to open my own label, and that's what I did, you know what I'm saying, and coming out with my own label in 2018 is when I dropped my first single called The Plug. Originally, I was dealing with a couple of individuals who was working on trying to get an album together, and I was going to actually label the title of the album called The Tables Have Turned, but As my music and as me as an artist started to evolve, and as I started to realize my purpose in music, I changed the title from The Tables Have Turned, and I changed it to a title called Music Is, because I realized as an artist, me, myself personally, I can't speak for everybody, but me as an artist, I'm not just a rapper. I'm an artist, and I love music. I love all music, and I had to come to terms with that, and I had to let everybody know that I had to let Google know, because Google had me listed as an American rapper, and I had to let them know, like, I am not just a rapper. Even though most of the music on Music is rap, it is trap, a lot of the stuff that I have that is coming up is definitely not just rap and trap. I'm definitely open to collab with anybody and with any genre of music and add a little bit of that into my album. Because I just want to show the diversity, and my goal what my album Music Is, because I switched from The Tables Have Turned to Music Is because I want to let everybody know music is everything. Music is me, you. Music is the government. Music is what we're going through as a culture. Music is white, black, rock and roll, rap, trap, country. It's everything. So my whole mission, me and my management team and me and my label, everybody that's on my team, shout out to Symbiotic Music, shout out to G-Man Entertainment, shout out to Vibration Frequency out of California. We know the vision that I have for music as a whole, and I've actually seen it through the fans. So actually, like, the big shout out goes out to the fans, because like the people who support my movement and what I'm doing with music as general, there's no telling what you'll see Von T on. There's no telling what kind of track you'll see Von T produce, because I don't produce just rap or trap, and I'm gonna definitely show people that as my career has definitely progressed from now.
I like the energy, fam. You know what I'm saying? You know, you've been able to amass a pretty solid following. You've got a lot of visuals. We got two videos that we're going to be able to show. So if you're watching this live on our YouTube channel, on our YouTube stream right now, you'll be able to see the videos. If you're watching on our Facebook page, you'll also be able to see it, although Facebook and Instagram is getting kind of getting real funny lately with how much music we play and all this other kind of stuff. So hopefully they don't cut us off. But the YouTube channel never goes off. So if you're watching on the YouTube channel, and of course the replay will be over there, you get a chance to see the videos and the visuals. We got two visuals that we're going to rock out that you got for the album and everything else, all the other songs for the project tonight we're going to play. So you kind of already went into conceptually what music is and how you feel about music. Now we have a track by track listing of the album, and we're gonna try to play the song. We're going to play the songs in the order that they appear on your album, because that's the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, the vibe is for people to listen to the song the way you designed it. Song order is very important. Right? When you're making an album and you're putting the project together, the way the songs come in order, the way where you place them, or the skits, if you have any, all that stuff matters, like, for the flow of the album. So how difficult was it for you to put your song order together? Because as somebody that's actually executive produced a couple of albums myself, I understand sometimes you can have a lot of great songs, but that putting the songs in order to present the album to the people, it's very important, and sometimes it can just rack your brain. How difficult was it for you to create your song order, which is very important in the project?
So for me, it actually, you know what I'm saying, it actually wasn't difficult at all. And when I tell artists this, like I would tell artists or anybody who's listening tonight or anybody who would tune into the in the future on this live or on YouTube, that, you know what I'm saying, that I am truly, 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 truly an independent artist at heart. I'm not independent now, but I was independent when I first started. And when I say, like, truly independent, I mean truly independent, because my career, my actual musical career did not start locally. I started online. My fan base was born with most individuals that have been out in Indonesia and Africa, which I'm doing shows in this year. I'm doing shows in multiple locations in Indonesia. They've definitely been like a very ground starting force for me. And for me making the album, I feel like when I started doing music, before I ever released my first single in 2018, which was The Plug, which was my first single, I had already done a lot of research into the music industry. I had already done a lot of research into the pitfalls that a lot of other major A-list artists have taken, like Rick Ross, Puff Daddy, Chris Brown. I've actually took the time to, like, read these individuals' story. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just listen to their music. Like, I like their music. Their music is great, and everything that they have achieved is wonderful. But I'm more interested in the boss and the entrepreneurship of the people who took the risk to get themselves out there. And so that's what I did. And so for me, I already knew when I released my first single that I wanted to release an album. So every track that I've ever done in my life has been geared towards my first album release. I didn't want to release a mixtape. I didn't want to release the EP. I already knew, talking to my engineer in Atlanta, that from when I first laid my first track, I already knew that I wanted to lay an album down. So I was already gearing up towards singles that would kind of generate a story, that would generate everybody to be kind of aware of who I am as an artist and as an individual. And then when the situation kind of happened with George Floyd, you know, rest in peace, and all the other movements that we had in this country kind of happened, my album took a shift, and I kind of took a shift in, you know, saying, letting the people know, letting the culture know that throughout all the adversity and that everything that we face as a culture and as minorities, African Americans, Black, White, Hispanic, because my mom's side of the family is Panamanian. Like, I'm originally from California, Sacramento. You know, shout out to, you know, Compton, Crenshaw. You know, saying all the people that LA, everybody that rocks with me out in California. When I started to release a lot of these tracks, you know, saying I wanted to let people know that even though I was a service member and I didn't originally come out and say that because I wanted my music to stand for itself. I wanted to let the people know, like, when my music career blows up, that I stand for the people, I stand for our culture, and I stand for the movement. And so when I started to release music, pretty much more or less in 2018, when that first single dropped, like, I already knew that I wanted to release a project. I already knew that I wanted an album to back everything that I was doing, because I know that this is a movement, and I just support, you know, everybody who stood behind it.
All right. Good stuff.
If you learned a lot already, if you're just now checking in, this is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right.
K100, you bad thing.
We're rocking out with the homie Von T, and this is the Project Premiere Review, all right? And so for those of you, again, who don't understand what this particular segment is, this is where we take an independent artist and we channel all the energy that they put into the whole album. We play it track by track, the way they designed for it to be heard, all right? And then we let them, and we talk about it, all right? So we have a brief interview in the beginning like we just did with Von T to break down where he's at, where he's based at. But now it's time to get into the music. You dig? Y'all ready to do that? So the first one, we're going to start with the intro. Now I'm going to tell you guys right now, because of the way social media works and because of the way some of the social media streaming, platforming, and, you know, copyright rights and all that happens, we can't literally play like four full minutes of every song. We're going to play more than what we do for our review, obviously. But we're going to try to play as much before we start. You know, we don't want to risk getting booted off of the social media streams. If you want to watch this uninterrupted without it possibly being an issue, we always suggest that people go to our YouTube channel if you're live right now. Or if you're on our YouTube channel right now, you'll be good. There's a lot of people right now watching the Facebook live stream. Pretty high number for an independent artist, too. Shout out to Von T for bringing a lot of people watching that live stream. The Facebook live stream, sometimes copyright issues in Instagram because they own Facebook. I mean, Facebook owns Instagram. But the YouTube channel always lets us ride out and lets us play all the music uninterrupted. So that is a stream that we suggest that you jump on to watch if you really want to watch this with no problems uninterrupted. It is our YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Just type in K-100 Radio, K-100 Radio, and you'll find it. The live stream is up right now. But if you're rocking out with us on Instagram and Facebook, that's cool. It doesn't really matter. We love it. We just want to put that out there when we first start these live shows because of all the BS with the copyrights and stuff like that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and start playing these songs. We're going to go ahead and jump into the actual album. So we're going to start from the top with the intro. Now, all right, Von T, so you know how this works. Well, actually, you never really did one of these with us. So how this works is, before each track, we let you introduce the track. We let you say a little quick word about what were you thinking real quick. Yo, this is the intro to the album, all right? And we got the track coming into, again, in the order that the album is on. The album is already out. You can go and stream it on Spotify right now. Right now. Just type in Von T. You can find it right now, all right? We got the intro first, and then turn out the light. Which we actually have a video for. So if you're on the YouTube and the Facebook, you'll see the video. But Von T, I want you to go ahead and introduce this intro and tell us how it starts off, and then we'll get into the next song. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. So the album is called Music Is, and, you know what I'm saying, pretty much that's just an introduction to who I am as an artist and just letting everybody know who's out there you know what I'm saying, that that I'm willing to, you know what I'm saying, work with anybody. I manage my own music label. I am the artist that pushes myself. I have a team that's behind me, but music is just an album just for any artist. Any artist that's out there that's making music that is using your God-given gift to create what you see in your heart, that if you are wanting to collab, you want to add a little Von T spice to your track, you want to collab, you want to make some art, you want to make something that's going to last forever after everybody on this earth is dead and gone, then I'm the guy to reach out to. I'm the only person that slings a fucking helmet, that wears that shit, and I wear it proudly, and I'm the motherfucker that's going to make your track pop. I guarantee it. I'm going to add my Von T flavor to it. So that's what music is. I'm ready to collab with anybody in any genre that makes music ever.
Now, let's just check the intro out, and we'll get into the whole helmet thing in a minute. I was waiting to lead up to that. You know what I'm saying? I was going to lead up to the whole helmet. If you're on the live stream, they can't even see your face on the live stream because it's like you got a helmet on and it looks like a Predator helmet, and we was going to talk about that. I was going to slide my way to that part. Just give me a second. Y'all just chill. But, yo, this is the intro to the album. This is how the album starts. Check this out. This is K1's Radio.
You know,
take me away.
I was gonna go all out for the intro. I had a lot of ideas, and a lot of titles, a lot of things that I wanted to say, but everybody know me, know what I've been through, know what I'm going through, so we're just gonna call this music is. Yeah. Music is, man, what you sing to your loved ones and your girl.
Now that I'm holding the tables, I turn.
What you hear when you're walking down the street.
I ride in the coupe and it sound like a snake when it's not, hey. Yeah.
You a star. With anybody, hey, that you care about. I think music speaks for itself. So music is all your friends. Music is your childhood. Yeah. So I hope you enjoy this album. From the only artist that walks around with a helmet on, who truly appreciates music.
Undefeated, I'm undefeated.
Music is Von T. Kovu 127.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
And that was just the intro, and that was just to set the vibe. You feel what I'm saying? This is K100 Radio. This is the project premiere. We over here rocking out with the homie Von T. This is a live project premiere review. All right, Von T, we're going to keep pushing now. For the next song, this is basically one of the singles off the album. This is one of the songs that you got an actual video for, bro. All right, so we got Turn Off the Lights. And if you're actually watching on our live streams on YouTube and Facebook, you're going to see the actual video. You dig what I'm saying? So someone's requesting to play a song for this particular segment on the social media feeds. We're doing a project premiere, so the only music that we'll be playing is by the artist that we're premiering tonight. So please don't request a song unless it's a Von T record. And also, if you want to call in and actually give Von T a shout-out, tell him you heard the album, tell him you downloaded it, tell him you just love him as a fan, you can hit our phone lines up while we're live. 516 387-1523. If you're on Facebook or YouTube, you can see it scrolling across the screen. I'll type it over here in the live over here on the Instagram live. Area code 516-387-1523. We'll actually let any supporters of Von T that want to call in and give them a shout-out or just chop it up with them really briefly live on the air while we're doing this review, you can call in. Area code 516-387-1523. Press the number 1 on the switchboard when you are prompted. All right, Von T, you ready to get into this single, man? Tell us about Turn Off the Lights. This is the next song, but it's also got a video. Give it to me, bro.
Yo, yeah, so I wanted to start the album off with Turn Off the Lights because Turn Off the Lights is actually what involved me in the situation that I'm in right now. Turn Off the Lights is on World Star Hip Hop. Turn Off the Lights has got over 1 million views. I had never in my life thought that Turn Off the Lights was going to be even capable of getting those kind of numbers as an independent artist as I was, but I had actually got reached out by BET. They wanted to put Turn Off the Lights on BET. Unfortunately, BET's prices were a little bit over an independent artist's budget because I was still trying to do a lot of other stuff as far as getting my name out there, so I could not release my single video, Turn Off the Lights, on BET, but I am going to release it with K100. But Turn Off the Lights got me in a lot of trouble with the military. This is the catalyst that kind of started the situation that I'm in with the military right now. Because Turn Off the Lights, when I released it in 2018, released the single, released the video and everything like that. Everything was kosher. Everything was copacetic. Everything was straight. But then when my single hit World Star and that shit got over 1 million views, the military ended up discriminating against me because of specifically this video for Turn Off the Lights. They actually tried to order me to take my video off of YouTube. They actually contacted my YouTube handler. They contacted my social media handlers and tried to get them to remove this video from YouTube. But my YouTube video handler pretty much told the Army, F you. We're not going to take this video off of YouTube because this is getting us streams. This is getting the artists used. This is art in the making. So they don't have no ties to the government. The government took that to heart. I ended up getting charged for it, and then I ended up coming forward and spreading my story about how hip-hop music got me discriminated against in the military because of this video. This song and video alone by itself is enough to get me enough recognition as this video. Like, I love it. I love the video. I love the song. But this song, enough, that's why I started it off, is the catalyst behind a lot of my movements, because I felt like if I cannot serve this nation and go overseas and possibly die for a country that I am serving, and can't come back to America and champion my culture and the music that I grew up on, then I feel like it's an issue. So I did not remove this music video from online. I did not call Spotify. I did not call Tidal. I did not call Vivo or YouTube or anything like that and try to get this music video removed, because this music video is a staple in my career and letting the people know and letting the culture know that out of all the adversity and everything that we're facing and the Black Lives Matter movement and everything that is going on against us, Von T, you will be the only artist that you will be able to say, as an independent artist at the time, was standing with us during all of this upset in this country, because I did not, and I repeat, I did not participate in suppressing the people's movement. Von T was here with y'all, and that's why I decided that Turn Off the Lights was going to be the first song that I played on this album, because that is the song that has started my discrimination issue in America and in the United States military.
All right, so let's watch the video. And I watched it first. I still don't know what the hell, why this video was a problem. I'm going to play it right now. This is Von T. This is Turn Off the Lights. And if you're watching on a YouTube channel or the Facebook live stream, I'd like to hear it if you think there was. I'm trying to look at the video, and I've looked at it before now, obviously, getting prepping for the show. just to see what was the fucking problem. And I don't, and we've had the conversation before the last time you came on the air on K1's radio about this whole scenario. So I don't want to take up a lot of time on the Project Premier talking about it. If you want to hear that whole conversation that we had, we have another interview that we have with Von T. It's on our Spotify page and YouTube channel. Just scroll down a little bit and search it. You'll find it. But we're going to play a video now. And again, and this is the video right now. This is track number 2 on the album, Music Is, by Von T. And the name of this song is called Turn Off the Lights. So again, if you're on the Instagram live page, you'll hear it. If you're on the Facebook live page and a YouTube channel, you'll see it. So we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. All right? This is Von T. And the name of this song is called Turn Off the Lights. Let's check this one out.
Been up since dawn, see the night before I had ran up. That chick, I woke up a bed, she said I fucked up her head, so I dropped her at the salon. I don't wanna hook on and I don't need no add-on, ain't no point to lead you up. So when I hop up in that candy cut a coat of crayon, I hit the gas and I'm gone. You see, I've been with my niggas, the killers, some niggas been riding with fingers on the pistols that took a drug dealer. So we deliver with certainty, watch your orders with carefully, back me moving in harmony, Michael Jackson thriller. All of us standing like villains, you moving just like the river. You looking real up, I'm living the walking caterpillar. It's just a tip of the day, and that night, with the eye, we shine bright, so, 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 so.
Turn up the lights, hey, we shine it so bright, bright, bright. Money on the way, we bring it all night, hey. We turn up the lights, hey. We shine it so bright, hey. This money on the way, we in the daylight.
I swear to God every day like this, symbiotic music be the gang and that be my clique. So tell me, who you really, really rolling with? I would tell you about all of my jewelry played in the pit. My diamonds, they not counterfeit, but don't you run and try to snatch a zapper. Stopping all the chatter, zap a alligator, snap a hit a nigga, turn him in the castle, make you see the faster when I hit you with the tracker. Oh, lie down, I'm like a master, you be quick but I be faster. Use a pistol, check your bladder while I sit and hold it. I'm running straighter while you stagger, you'll look at the coming shatter. Off you dog and ain't no capper, you gave up, you folded. I got the moves, I'm like my jagger, hear you cheating and you chatter. What you saying, it don't matter how like that I like. Maybe just come as how you are. Maybe bright just like a star. Overseas like the Navi world star. Just
turn up the lights, hey. You're shining so bright. It's money I blow.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
All right, K100 Radio. So I'm watching it. I mean, this is K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. All right, we're over here. We're rocking out with the homie Von T. All right, and we just watched the video and heard the song for Turn Out the Lights. Now, I just personally don't even know what the entire hell was the problem the military could have possibly had with the record or the video. I mean, I can see if you were saying, I want to kill police. I want to fuck America. America ain't shit. A lot of valid points that you could actually say, because I'm like, fuck police. I'm like, America's full of shit. America's racist as fuck. They're a Zionistic empire supporting terrorism all over the world. They're a bunch of fucking hypocrites. It's racist as shit over here. All that shit is true. Fact. But you didn't say one iota or ounce. The song is a party song. The video has a bunch of half-naked bad chicks in the club. I don't understand what the problem was, Von T. would turn off the light. Like because listen, I know a fucking quote unquote anti-American song, which is probably just somebody simply telling the truth on a record. You know what I'm saying? I know those when I hear them. All right. So I'm just like, I don't know what triggered that. It's odd. I don't want to dive too much into that because we're doing a project premiere. We got to play all the songs, and we got to keep it pushing. But just watching the video and hearing the song, I have no idea what some folks are tripping on. But then again, it's America. Right, Vonzie?
that's true. Your verbal expression on how you feel about it is exactly how I feel on the inside about it. Because I could have talked about a lot of stuff that's political. I could have talked about stuff that is true, but you're right. You're absolutely right. 100%. That is a party song. The individuals that are in the music video, the females, they were all paid actresses, you know what I'm saying? And all the fellas, for instance, they're all paid actors out of Atlanta, Georgia. When I was originally charged with whatever I was charged with in the military, I was charged with three charges, and that was conduct unbecoming of a military officer. Let's see, it was not removing my music video off online when given a direct order, and it was making funds outside of the military without proper approval, which that one was thrown out. But the other two, me and my lawyer fought because they were all racially biased, and we still lost. And after we lost, I decided to come forward into the public with my story and my information. And as it stands right now, Blizz, like I got like five interviews lined up for individuals who want to take my story. The Congress got involved. Raphael in Georgia, Reverend Raphael Warnock had got involved. Raphael Ossoff, or not Reverend, but Senator Ossoff got involved. And everybody's just involved in this shit. And it's a big movement that's going on with it right now.
Conduct on becoming of a fucking officer for riding around in the backseat of a truck in a video with some half-naked women drinking. Motherfucker, that's the life of a fucking military man. Like, what military man don't go to the club and holler at chicks and be in the bar drinking? Like, yeah, come on. Okay, anyway. Next up, Table 100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop
right.
And R&B.
Whatever, man.
K100, you bad one.
Let's keep it pushing. All right, we got to go into overdrive. We're almost an hour into it, and we only on track fucking three. All right, Vonzie. All right, this is the album project review. We only got 60 minutes. All right, so we got to get into the music. We got to keep pushing. All right, next song. This one is called A Star. Introduce this one, and let me go ahead and run this one, fam. What are we getting into right now?
Yo, yeah, so A Star is just simple, man. Like, I just wanted to give a shout-out to the women that's out there that's independent, that's doing their thing. That's fine, and they know it, and they don't need a nigga to tell them that. This was just a dedication song out to all the women out there that know they're a star, and they don't need nobody to back up that concept behind it. That's all.
This is Music Is, all right? This is Von T. This is the project premiere on K100 Radio. Track number three. This is called A Star. Let's go.
K100, you bad one. You bad
one.
Yeah, looking at this girl there, she's so fine. I get up on her Instagram and then she blow my mind. And every time I'm online, nigga fall in line, try to wind and dine, but that girl there just declined. She get a girl that they out pound sign. They talk about it, that'll make a nigga leave a dime. She hit the club, nigga turn around, be line. Just a stand in line to run, nigga fight K-9. You wait your time, tryna throw that girl a line. Just landmine, push back hairline. Fuck with her, you gon' need a cosign. But just the nigga heard a nigga pride and they fine. She fine, so she ain't about to bar. She been the VIP, I pull her up the chair. She gon' get straight down, I go to whisper in her ear. I got a man, one thing. Hey, big, you, baby, yeah, you, baby, hey, I love just who you are.
yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, you a star, baby, hey, yeah, you're buying out the bus, hey, baby, yeah, you a star, hey, baby, yeah, for all we think, baby, yeah, you a star, baby, baby. Hey, yeah, hey, she Puerto Rican, but I met her in Cancun. Y'all lay on the beach and they call her boom. The girl she had on the perfume, kaboom. This Cuban nigga knows her like a broom. Yeah, she the hottest thing out the press room. Out the room, she was fine, never needed a cocoon. She do squats, ass sitting up like a shroom. Get the piece plump, got the middle bump like a prune. But when I take the girl home to my room, when she got between the thighs, well, ignited in my room. The bedroom, told her to the mess room, I consume. When she serving and I eat it up with a spoon. It's noon before she get back to her car. She left the panties just so I could put them in the jar. I don't know where you at or who you are. But mine was the grand about it. Hey, baby, you a star. Baby, yeah, you a star. Baby, baby, hey, I love just who you are. Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah, you a star. Baby, hey, yeah, you're buying out the bus. Hey, baby, yeah, you a star. Hey, baby, yeah, for all the big cars. Baby, yeah, you a star. Baby, baby, hey, yeah, hey.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
K100 Radio, Wami Hoes Listen. Thanks for tuning in. This is another project premiere with you. We rocking out with the homie Von T over here, and we chopping it up about his album. The name of the album is called Music Is. That's the name of the album. We've got the track list up. That was track number 3. We're coming up on track number 4. The name of this joint is called The Plug. And again, if you've never been a part of one of our project premiere reviews, what we do over here for this particular segment, shout out to Old The Hustler. What's going on for checking in over here? Salute, homie. All right. What we do over here for the project premiere review is we chop it up with the artist track by track about a whole album. They have to drop a whole album. It could be a mixtape too, but we really try to shy away from it. We really try to reserve this for artists who drop a whole original track album. If it's a mixtape with a lot of jack beats, we're not really trying to do a project premiere on that. We want all original beats and production and content, a whole conceptualized out album, and we've created a way for artists to present it to our audience and to their fan base. Artists may have, nowadays in 2021, they may have fans all over the globe, all over spread out. They never get a chance to really hear their own commentary about their music. Again, if you're watching this or if you're listening and you support Von T and you want to actually give him a shout-out live on the air, hit our switchboard up. Area code 516-387-1523. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. We used to have a 404 number. The people who were working with our switchboard messed that all up. But we are in Atlanta, Georgia live. And 516-387-1523. Call the number if you want to holler at Von T live on the air. We'll break in and let you give him a shout out and a quick review of the album if you actually heard it yourself. All right, Von T, you ready for the next joint, bro?
Yo, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, talk to us about track number 4, The Plug. Go ahead, bro.
So The Plug pretty much is a track. You know, saying that was the first track that I created, and that was in 2018, man. Part of the album, I definitely wanted to add it as part of Music Is album because that's where it all started. Anybody who sees me out there, more than likely 9 times out of 10, you're gonna see me with the plug charm around my neck, and that's just in general a little product placement to let everybody know. You know what I'm saying? You hit me up, you trying to get anything from me. You know what I'm saying? I neither confirm or deny, but I might be able to point. That's the plug, man. That's what I am.
All right. So let's get to it, fam. This is Von T's album, Music Is. That's what we're doing. This is the project premiere, and this is track number 4. This is called The Plug. Let's get to it. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
This is T-Rob.
Right now, he's checking out his whole entire album. This is the project premiere review for his album called Music Is. All right, Music Is. And so again, this is a whole live online album review for independent artists. This is something that we do. If you want to know how to have your album reviewed for one of our project premiere reviews over here at K100 Radio, visit our website. All right, over at K100Radio.com. The link is in our bio on all our social media feeds, and then go to the services page and you can book yourself a project premiere review. You need to have an actual album, though, not a mixtape with a whole bunch of jack beats. We need for you to have an actual full-length album or an EP. EPs are cool, too. It'll just be a little shorter. But as long as everything is original music and everything is original, we'll do a project premiere with you. All right? Just go to our website and check out the information on our services page on K100Radio.com. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to bring Von T. That was the plug. That one was... A little more to the streets right there, Von T, on that one right there.
Yeah, that was just like to let people know, you know what I'm saying, that was just like an intro. That was going to be the intro to the album, but after everything that happened with the military, you know what I'm saying, I decided to put that one in there, slide that one in there. But, yeah, that was just letting people know, you know what I'm saying, when you see me with the plug on my chest, man, like I ain't never going to take that off, man, because, like, I cut the middleman out. If there's something you're looking for, and if it's something that I can provide, hey, Von T and Symbiotic Music going to get it to you at all means necessary.
All right. Good stuff. All right. The album consists of a total of, let me see, 14 tracks total. When putting together an album, I heard you say earlier you didn't want to do a mixtape. I won't harp on this too long. 14 tracks. I know some of these are skits and stuff like that, and intros and stuff. Maybe about, I think you got about, maybe what is it, 11 full songs or 10 full songs and some intros and tracks and stuff like that. What made you decide, you know, on the length of the album, what made you decide to go with 14 tracks? You know, a lot of people sometimes put too many tracks on there for as independent artists. EPs are actually popular now. Why did you decide to just go with only 14 tracks, maybe about 10 songs? Is that kind of enough for you? Because some people kind of overdo it. Some people leave people wanting more. What was your vibe when you decided to go with these particular amount of tracks and 14 songs?
Yeah, so when I originally came out, it was actually going to be 15 tracks because I wanted to show some love on the individuals on the bonus end for the features that I did. But my original track was actually going to be 13 tracks, but I wanted to show some love to show individuals that independent doesn't mean that you're not out here working. And if you've worked with somebody who's out there grinding as well, like I feel like as long as the paperwork checks out, you should add them in on your project, even if it's part of their project. So my original album was going to be 13 tracks. But I ended up making it 15 just to show love to the other two individual groups on the end to show that, you know what I'm saying, an independent artist can do everything that A-list artist is doing as long as you do your research, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing that's going to stop you from being able to be in on that top tier like you know what I'm saying, your favorite artist that you listen to every day that's played day in and day out on the radio.
Good stuff, yeah. Collaborating. Is I ain't even gonna rank it. I'm not gonna even wrap my brain around it too tough. I'll just say collaborate for me is probably in the top five of things an independent artist can do to be successful. Collaborating with other artists and not just artists in your actual zipping area code. Collaborating with other artists outside of your region and immediate local region is probably one of the quickest ways that can help get your name out organically without having to blow the budget on radio and traveling and all the other things. Collaborating with another artist oftentimes can bring you fans from other side of the country, and not just fans that may have discovered you, because if that artist already has a good fan base going on and you and him collab on a song and that song is cracked, you'll instantly gain organically that whole entire fan base, because they'll remember a really dope, hot song, even if you're an independent artist. Now, I'm not saying collaborate with any old body. Collaborate with somebody that makes sense from your standpoint and from where you're at in the game. But collaborating has got to be in my top five of things that independent artists can do to make themselves get to that next level, whatever level that may be. All right? Good stuff. All right. So, Barty, next song we got a video for this one. We got two videos to show. You already saw Turn Out the Light. Now we got Brands. And I like what you're talking about in this song. Tell me about Brands. And if you're on the Facebook or the YouTube, you'll see the video. The people checking us out on Instagram, you guys are hearing the audio. But tell me about this song. This is track, let me see, number six. Let me see, hold on, five or six. I'm going to go up. Track number five. This is Brands, which we also have a video for. Tell me about this moment.
Yeah, so this song right here, man, like this song pretty much is just, it's just painting the story. I gave y'all the track, you know what I'm saying, the plug. I told you about what music is, and now Brands is just pretty much telling anybody that's out there that's an influencer or any kind of brand or artist that's out there, if you're looking for it and you're not trying to pay the middleman for it, holler at your boy Von T, man. I might be able to get you a price that's reasonable for your budget and get your message across in, because that's what I do.
Good stuff. This is K1's Radio. We're rocking out with the homie Von T. This is the project premiere review for his album, Music Is. This is the video and song for Brands. Check it out. If you're listening on K1's Radio, thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for downloading the mobile app or TuneIn Radio or on K1'sRadio.com. This is Brands. And again, enjoy the video. And if you are watching this on the YouTube channel, search Von T and subscribe to the channel, fam. Come on.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad son.
Niggas be talking about designer this, designer that. I be looking around. I call that shit brands, nigga. Rockin' brands. Gettin' brands. Coppin' brands. I got brands. Brands. What it cost? Bam. What you look like? Blam. Poppin' past pain. I'm always standing great. Rockin' brands. Gettin' brands. Coppin' brands. I got them. Brands. What it cost? Bam. What you look like? Blam. Poppin' past pain. It's on TV coming. The little bizarre, not the DNG. I got the real Cabana, come on, fuck with me. I'm talking Burberry, CG, YSL, Nicole Lee, Off-White, Rick Owens, Tom Brown, Alexander McQueen, Doc Martin, Chrome and Silver, Toy Burke, Y3. I got the NCN, Hermes, Fendi, Armani. My girl be rocking Prada, Coach, your Stella, McCartney, Christian, Louis Vuitton, hey, Juice, the Gemini. Ayy, Birkin, Bentley, Benzo, Puma, Mirror, Super Rock, ayy, Mason, Martin, Margiela, yeah, Roger, Viva, Jumpin' Up, ayy, Stefano, Ricky, Givenchy, Busami, Chrome Hearts, Maserati, Ferrari, Bugatti, the Royal. Versace, Versace, yeah, yeah. Everything that I rock, yeah. Ain't nothing like it, yeah. All on my neck and my wrist. Versace, that be on my bitch. Same to see me, Versace, Versace. S&G rockin' like this, ayy. Rockin' brands, gettin' brands, coppin' brands, I got them. Brands, what it cost? Bands, what you look like? Blam, poppin' fast, I'm always spendin' grand. Rockin' brands, gettin' brands, coppin' brands, I got them. Brands, what it cost? Bands, what you look like? Blam, poppin' fast, it's Bunty and coming. Rockin' true religion known as jewelry. Adidas, ayy. That be on my feet. But Robin, yeah. That be my jeans. Ballin', man. When I'm feelin' clean. Patrick Moore, K1X, the Philippines. Balenciaga, Michael Kors, Jordan, Celine. She got on her K-State, ayy. Alexander Wayne, ayy. Moschino, Jimmy, you can throw that whole game, yeah. Love it when you rockin' your Chloe, ayy. You come on wearin' all your juice, ayy. Couture, she wear her shit right out of store. Echo, Golden Goose, Louie, Louie, my glory, ayy. Gucci, Gucci, ayy. I got that Gucci, Gucci, man. It's a Gucci, Gucci thing. Gucci man, Gucci man, Gucci man, Gucci man, Gucci gang. Rockin' brands, gettin' brands, coppin' brands. I got them. Brands, what it cost? Bands, what you look like? Blam. Poppin' past pay. I'm always feeling great.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard.
All right, K100 Radio, I'm your host. Listen, this is another project premiere. We rocking out with the homie Von T, man. Check him out. This is the project premiere review with the homie Von T for his project. Music is. All right, got him on the line right now. Yo, Von T.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up? I'm here.
Yo, we got a lot of more music to get into, fam. We're going to go ahead and jump to the next song. The name of this one is called The Flip. I want you to tell me about this one, man. This is track number 6. We're like halfway through the album right now. What's going on?
Yeah, so The Flip, man, is linking up with YG's cousin out in California. You know what I'm saying? That's where my connections are at. And shout out to Constantine, you know what I'm saying, on the track, provided the hook. And pretty much what this track is pretty much just talking about is just pretty much still telling my story, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all might be thinking I'm talking about drugs or whatever, but I'm talking about anything. So, you know what I'm saying? We talking about if it's going to make money, we going to flip it. So that's what me and Constantine came up with.
All right, K100 Radio. This album is called Music Is. It is already live right now. It is already on Spotify and all other platforms. You can check it out right now. It's already digitally distributed. It just came out. This is new music. This is not nothing that's been out for a long time. All this music and stuff just dropped. Some of these videos just came out. So go over there and check out the homie. His name is Von T, V-O-N-T. If you Google that, I promise you it's going to take you right where you need to go and check the homie music out. This is the whole album. This is the project premiere review. We're going through it track by track and chopping it up with Von T about the creative process, what it took to make the album, everything, man, just a plethora of stuff. So make sure you rock with us, man. This is K100 Radio, and this is track number 6. It's called The Flip, you dig?
K100, you bastard! K100, you bastard!
It's the Lemmy out of music,
Adam. Mixing up the drugs with other drugs when I sip. Treat it like gymnastics with this money that I flip.
They keep calling my phone. Can't support the way to let down. But that that mean that they shouldn't be right on the way. I used to get it at the multiple spots, but they put on my spot. I think not today. Nigga, I pray. The fact that the shipping don't hit a delay. I eat with the wool and they did on the grave. Nigga, it's great. We did what they said was impossible. I'm taking the chance when I heard that you had the option to this. You really think I talk about drugs? But really, you have no idea. I say you're fool, I call a Perry, dress like a bitch. I swear this be like my career, and I'm taking that bit really strict. If you're an addict, I'm talking to you, then I grant you 3 wishes like Jeannie Bazoo.
Testing up the drugs with drugs when I sip. Treat it like gymnastics with this money that I flip.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Rizzo. This is a project premiere, man. We rocking out with the homie Von T, man, for his album, man. It's called Music Is, all right? We going track by track with this thing, man. We breaking it down, man. That was called The Flip. We on track number 7. The name of this one is called 1-800. Von T, tell me about this one, fam. We got a skit coming up. We got another one called Tables Turn. We're going to keep it right along, man. We're going to keep pushing, man, and make sure we get everybody that's on this album, all the good music and stuff like that, because it's all about the music. Tell me about 1-800, Von.
Yeah, so 1-800 was just a simple track, man. Like, after my music career started to blow up, I started to get hit up by a lot of females that was trying to double back on me when they passed me up or whatever like that. A lot of dudes, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that I used to rock with, like, trying to hit me up and trying to collab or trying to get me to work with them. And I was just like, man, like, my number feels like it's a 1-800 number. Like, I gotta make a song about this just to let, you know what I'm saying, just to kind of highlight the fact that, you know, people were hitting me up, you know what I'm saying, trying to hit me up when I wasn't hot. Now that I'm out here, my career buzzing and everything, like, a lot of people trying to hit me up now, so I had to make a track to kind of highlight that situation that's going on in my life.
All right. true. We've all been there. You know, the industry is crazy. That's a part of industry life, bro. Like, that's a part of it. If you want to be, I don't even know if I wanted to say it's just exclusive to the music industry. Like, I feel like that's almost anything that brings you a high level of success and notoriety, whether it be an athlete, you can be a politician, you can be a preacher, I don't really care. Once you get a little bit of notoriety for whatever it is that you do, just a little bit. There's levels to everything, you know what I'm saying? But once you get a little bit, people change, people look at you different. Some people look at you different in a positive way or a negative way, you know what I'm saying? Some people trying to use you, get what they can out of you. Some people just going to hate the fact that you did something that you just did something. They don't even, you ain't got to really do much. You just did something on your own. You know what I'm saying? And man, people hate that. All right. So let's check this out. This is called 1-800. Tommy Von T said this is inspired by, we don't want to call them groupies, do we, Von T? Is that too harsh? Groupies too harsh?
No, that ain't too harsh. I guess you could call them groupies or wave riders.
I just wanted to make sure I had your permission. This is for all you groupie motherfuckers out there. All you groupie motherfuckers. I'm sorry. You we get to cut on the show because this is K100 Radio and this is not regulated FCC. All right. K100 Radio, Von T Music is groupie bitches. 1-800.
K100, you bastards. You bastards.
Some of you niggas is bitches too.
Von T. Cold. 2-7-8
Why that girl keep calling my phone? Yeah, really didn't know. Yeah, cold like an egg, but you're not cold. Yeah, please don't call my phone. Baby, came wrong. You can't go. Go ahead and take it on my home. I just go, feel cold. Leave me up at the next phone. Yeah. Same number since I've been through it. Never knew this would be a song. Yeah, same nigga on the corner by the coast. Hanging out all day long. Baby, never once ever follow niggas. Never was a damn string along. Yeah, but now all the bitches want to dip into them. This will be a sad song. 7-8-8 But now, I sit back, take a look at life. When niggas did wrong, yeah, I did right. Now,
out with the homie Von T for this whole album review. Shout out to Cesar Rio over there checking in. A couple people over there checking in and out. So what we doing over here, of course, for the K100 Radio's project premiere, what we do, if you've never even been a part of one of these shows, we got different segments that we do. But this one is for the independent artists that have a whole album out. We play the whole album. We have a conversation with them live on the air. We play it track by track so we can get their real feedback and let them break down what they were talking about in the creative process. So I just want to welcome everybody and thank everybody who's been tuning in and rocking out with Von T for this project premiere of his new album called Music Is. If you want to be a part of this particular segment, if you're an artist, if you have a whole new album coming out, and you want to, you know, present it to K100 Radio to do a project premiere, just go to our website, K100Radio.com, and go to the services page and scroll down and look for a project premiere album review. All right? And you can do it. You just make sure we don't want you to send us in any, like, not that we don't like mixtape. If your mixtape sounds like an album where it's all original, first of all, why the fuck are you calling it a mixtape at that point? Everything on it is original music. I still haven't figured out why niggas was doing that a couple years back. Dropping whole albums saying it's a mixtape. It's all original music, but all you got is a DJ coming in talking every... Anyway, that's in the past. We're here now. We're in 2021 where people are back comfortable dropping albums and EPs and literally calling them what they are. So if you have an independent, if you're an independent artist and you have a whole album out, please hit us up. Go to our website at k1radio.com to the services page. And if you want to do a project premiere like this right here, hit us up. All right? And all the information is on the website. All right, cool. Von T. Hey, yo, Von T. What up?
Yo, what's up? It's Von T. I'm here, right, man. What's going on? It's good.
All right. We're halfway through this album. Now, before we get any further, all right, I got to ask you, what the fuck is going on with the helmet, fam? I'm pretty sure at this point everybody wants to know why you got a helmet on, look like the Predator with the dreads and all. What's up with the helmet? I know it's a marketing thing, but what's really up with it from a creative standpoint?
So originally didn't start off as a marketing tool. My first original design, for the individuals who follow me, who know me as an artist, they know that when I first got into music, like, I actually had like a Venom style helmet going that had no dreads on it, but because of copyright issues that I foreseen in the future, shout out to my military experience, you know what I'm saying, I decided to redesign my image to kind of tie in what I stood for, and I kind of mix it in with a little bit of what you might be familiar with, which I won't call it out online, but you might be familiar with the dreads, with the light, but I ain't going to call it out. But the helmet actually was a gift from a friend who passed away that was into the music industry like I was, and the original helmet design was from him. And so when I actually decided to wear that, I wore that in honor of him, and then from there it just kind of evolved into its own individual persona. And so, like I said, to stop myself from future legal issues, like, me and my label and my management, we went ahead and redesigned my image just because we knew where this image was going and we knew what was going on with it. So we just decided to get ahead of the curve, and we changed the image of it a little bit to just kind of be more specific towards my movement.
All right. Now that we got that straight, one other question. I got the album cover up on the screen for anybody that may be watching right now on the social media feed, right? And you on it, you have, okay, so full transparency, anybody who's never met me or doesn't know anything about K100 Radio or don't know anything about me, listen, I am the person who created K100 Radio. I'm also the program director and founder. But I am also an independent artist. Okay? Let's be clear about that, all right? So if anybody knows the history of my projects and my albums, I have six full-length albums out, and I was, my first two albums, probably one of the best parts of both of those albums was the original artwork. The artwork was the thing that made people put the CD in. I've been out for a while, so yeah, CDs were still a thing when I dropped. They were a big thing when I dropped. And so the cover work that I did was a drawing that I paid a lot of money for both of them, like, not a little bit, a lot of money. And so they were the thing that everybody gravitated to before. They was like, if they never heard of me, they was like, I got to hear what's in this because this fucking album is fucking insane. I just got to hear what he got to say, right? So we understand how important the graphics and the design that goes into the album cover and the cover art for music as an independent artist, because if they never heard of you, before they even want to press play, they're going to look at the fucking cover. If it looks like some fucking piece of shit that they fucking could have made on their fucking cell phone, all right, you're done already. Even if the music is great, you're done. All right? So let's talk about the cover art. I got the cover art up on the screen right now for people who may be watching live on Facebook and YouTube or after the fact. I see you got the helmet on, and you've got your actual head in your hand like it would be the helmet. I see some other stuff going on. Can you explain what's going on with the cover art right now before we get into the second half of the album?
Yeah, so shout out to Alex, you know, saying Alex MDC. For people who don't know who Alex is, you can follow him on Instagram. He's actually the official artist for a lot of the artist 6ix9ine's album art, pretty much all of 6ix9ine's album art that is out right now. Alex was able to create my avatar for my Music Is album, which, you know, saying he's a dope artist. If you don't follow him, you definitely should, because he makes a lot of art. But he's actually contracted. He works with 6ix9ine. He works with me. He works with my label, and he actually drew the actual avatar for my album. And he works with, when you go follow him on Instagram, you can see, like, he does a lot of unveiling avatar photos for, you know, like a lot of big memes or big cartoons that were out there nowadays or back in the early 90s or whatever. So he definitely is involved in the culture and what we're doing right now and everything like that. But the rest of the album art, you know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody gets a chance to actually view the album art, everything that's on there actually stands for a part of the music that is in my album. And the reason why it's called Music is if you view in and you actually look at the detailed art of the album, there's little words that are in there throughout the album. And pretty
right.
much what I'm saying is that music is everything. Music is me and you. Music is rock and roll. Music is country. It's soul. It's art. It's death. It's life. It's everything. So that's what I wanted to stand on with my album cover, Music Is. So actually the concept of the artwork of Music Is, everything that is in Music Is, and this is like a little Easter egg for people who are watching the, the video tonight, but a little Easter egg. If you can pinpoint everything that is on the cover that is in the track, I applaud you, because every single track that is on my album is in that music cover. And it's going to take pretty much like a Where's Waddle person, motherfucker, to find out everything that pertains to the album. But if you can find it, like, kudos to you, because everything that is in the album is on the cover.
I like the fact that you're giving them something different. Can you find this? Can you find that? Listen, I'm a fan of cover art. You know, I've got albums where I'm physically on it myself, and I'm like just chilling. And I've got, but my favorite ones, and I got to be honest with anybody that's listening, the ones that just made people automatically gravitate to me and gravitate to the project without even never in life hearing me, it's the cover art. They used to look at this CD and say, this shit crazy, bro. Like, I don't even know. I ain't never met you, but this shit is crazy right here. I got to listen to this. And I was a late 90s turn of the century grinder. I was out here when CDs were still a thing, when social media didn't exist. So you had to get your ass out here and grind that shit hand-to-hand combat. So the first thing that you handed up back in 1999, which is when I dropped my first album, was the first thing they see is this cover. Wasn't no Facebook. Wasn't no goddamn snippet. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no IG. Wasn't no stories. Wasn't shit. What the fuck are you giving me? Are you asking for $5 or $10, nigga? What is this? Package? What does it look like? You know what I'm saying? And so presentation was everything, and there was no cutting corners. And so I just respect artists who give me some real different dope creative art on the cover. So had to focus on that. All right, let's get back to the music.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
G-Man Management understands. You know what's up with that guerrilla marketing. Shit was trill back then. You couldn't sit behind your laptop and reach everybody in California. You had to get in your fucking car and drive the fuck to California. You know what I'm saying? To reach California. Unless you had effing radio budget, which was utterly insane back then. All right. Enough of my being. This is about Von T. But make no mistake about YK100 Radio exists and why I show love to these independent artists. Always remember, this shit was started by artists for the artists. Always. All right. Von T, we on track number 8. And this is a little skit. All right. I'm gonna play the skit and I'm going to go straight to the song because we pressed for time. We only got about 30 minutes left and we got to get to the rest of the album. This is only, we only slot 2 hours. All right. So we got 30 minutes to get through the songs. Instagram already flagging me talking about you playing too much music, nigga. I tell you what, if you guys get cut off on the Instagram live, jump over to the YouTube because the YouTube ain't going to cut us off. YouTube going to let us ride out and say, hey, monetize it. Good luck out here, nigga. All right, you know what I'm saying? So that's the YouTube way. All right. Tell me about this skit, Von T. The skit is basically the skit. It's the intro skit to The Tables Have Turned. So it's the tables have turned skit and then the song. What are we getting into?
Yeah, so when I first originally dropped the album, like I said, it was going to be called The Tables Have Turned, but I didn't want to deviate from the message that my album was giving. So the skit, The Tables Have Turned, every artist has a story. Every artist has an origin story, whether it be entertaining or not. I do have an origin story. That's a conversation for another day. But I did want to dedicate a little skit, and since I didn't want to deviate from the message that The Tables Have Turned, the original album cover, the original album was going to be called Tables Have Turned, I didn't want to deviate from that message. I went ahead and threw the skit in there because it definitely still fits the image of who I am as an artist and what got me started. So I threw the skit in there to go into The Tables Have Turned because that was going to be the album, and that's what it is.
All right, this is the skit that leads up to Tables Have Turned, and then Tables Have Turned, and then we'll come back after that. This is K1's Radio. I'm your host, Prism. We are rocking out with Von T. The name of the album is called Music Is. Go and check it out right now and rock with him on Spotify. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Add his music to your playlist. All that good stuff if you're rocking with him. And again, we got 30 minutes left. If you really rock with Von T, hit that phone line, fam. All right? Hit that phone line. Let us know what's good and give him a shout out. 516-387-1523. The number's also pinned over there on Instagram, and it's scrolling across the screen if you're watching Facebook. Let's get to it.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Hello?
Yo, what up?
Who is this?
Your boy.
My boy. Man, this better not be who the fuck I think it is.
Yeah. I heard you putting CDs, yo. Got a video on World Star shit.
Mm.
You doing Future.
Yeah.
You know, you doing your music thing. You know, I just want to get up and catch up.
Nigga, what? Catch up? What you want to link up for? So why the fuck would I do that? Nigga, you the one that turned your back on me when I got down, got sent away. I ought to known the smell of money would have brought a rat-ass nigga like you out the sewer. Yeah, nigga, you got ghost on a nigga when I was down. I gave you clothes, nigga. I took you in, gave you food, accepted you doing my family and shit. What happened to that 14 years of brothership shit when I needed you the most? Hold on. I got another call. Hold on.
Hello, Bun.
Who is this?
Don't play. You know my voice.
Man, hold on. Who is this? I know this ain't.
Yeah, it's me. I want to say I know I messed up and I did you wrong back then. But I always believed in you. I was just confused. And when you got sent away, I didn't know what to do. He was there, you weren't, and...
Mm. Yeah, really. You actually got the nerve to hit my line after all these years. After all that shit that we've been through and I provided for you and held you down, all that shit that we done gone through, I done let you meet my mama, my sister, my nephew, my nieces and shit, and you goddamn disappear for a nigga that sell vacuums and cheat on me with that nigga? Where was your concern when I needed you the most?
Yeah, but I heard you on the radio and I was like, that's my nigga. I was confused, but I left him and the baby. I'm ready now.
I bet you are. Hold up. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Hey, now that I got both of y'all on the line, I'm glad both of y'all called me. I just want to say I want to thank y'all, man. Had it not been for y'all grimy, bullshitting, snake-ass, bitch-made, backstabbing motherfucking bitches, I would have never found my way into beast mode. For y'all indiscretion, for both of y'all motherfucking disloyalty, I got something for both of y'all.
Hold on, man.
Wait, babe, wait.
On my success, on my determination given to me by the people who didn't stand by me. Now that I'm on, gotta deal with it.
Premiere. We rocking out with the homie Von C. We're gonna bring him back on the line, man. We gotta get ready to bro, yo, we passed halfway through. We got a couple more tracks on this album. The album again, let me go ahead and put it back up on the screen. It's called Music Is. If you've been rocking out with us, man, I appreciate you. Shout out to you for showing love to independent artists. And shout out to you for just sticking around and showing independent artists who you may or may not have heard of this support by rocking out with us live right now, listening to this whole album and getting this real play by play commentary. You know what I'm saying? From the project. Shout out to Icor over here on K1 on your Instagram Live. They rocking out, throwing up some flame emojis. Salute to them.
Yeah.
Yo, Von T.
Yo. What's up? All
right. Yo, you got a lot of good music on here, bro, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Diverse. You kind of sort of took me to the streets a little bit. You took me to kind of like new generation clubbish. Took me to almost popish kind of sort of. Gave me a more of a pop vibe, but it was still rap. You stayed in the vein. You'd be kind of bouncing around, you know what I'm saying, a little bit with the music, man. Before we get to the next song, talk about your decision to drop this level of diversity on this project.
Yo, my brain runs a million miles per hour a minute, so I may go from thinking I want to drop a rap track from thinking I want to drop a Blink 182 rock track from thinking I want to drop a Netski, Marshmallow, Slushy type EDM track which that's the track that's actually out now called Long Time. That track just dropped, my official first Sony release. Shout out to G-Man, ENT, and you know, saying vibration frequency. But yeah, like I don't stay in one lane, and I feel like that I needed to share that gift with everybody, because where we're at as an industry and where we're at as a culture, like it's a melting pot, bro. Like, and I feel like for me as an artist, like I'm leading one of the spiritists in that breaking down those barriers into believing that just because you make hip hop music or just because you're a rapper, you automatically you know what I'm saying, are involved in a bunch of illegal activity, or you just a goon or a thug. Like for me, like I just have talent and skill, and I want to share that and experience that with anybody who is an art creator, so I can share that with the world. And that's my goal before I leave this earth and dead and gone. I just want to leave a mark that's going to be able to have an everlasting effect on people when I'm dead and gone away from this earth and my physical form is gone.
That's good stuff, man. So we're going to get it. We're going to get it to the next joint. This one is called Dripping in Cash, man. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, so Dripping in Cash, man, I made this track because a lot of my fans were saying, oh, you don't make no original trap music. You don't make no trap music. You don't make none that, you know what I'm saying, that we can dance to or anything like that. So I was like, okay, like y'all want to hear me, you know what I'm saying, bump up to something more new school, bump up to something more like, you know what I'm saying, Young Thug, you know what I'm saying, Migos. Y'all want to hear some shit like Lil Baby. Like I guarantee you, like I can jump in any genre. I just don't stay there. So don't expect to listen to Von T and think he going to drop a project that's going to be all trap or all rap or all anything, because I jump from anything. But for the people who was asking for me to drop a little something to just, you know what I'm saying, showcase, you know what I'm saying, a couple of skills that I got in rap, I wanted to drop something, saw Dripping in Cash. And shout out to Riding Dirty Radio, because this track played on their radio station for 20 days straight. And I beat every artist that came through there for like a little of like the Battle of the Beats, or you know what I'm saying, one-on-one single-on-single battle. This song beat all of them, and I ended up getting the plaque and an award from Riding Dirty Radio right out there, you know what I'm saying, right here in Georgia. So the people were actually rocking with it, and that song, all of my songs actually catapulted me to where I was. But this song right here actually has a plaque that's behind it, and it sits right behind my bar in my house right here out here in Augusta, Georgia. So I definitely love Dripping with Cash, bro. Like this song right here is like one of my party turn up songs, trap songs.
All right. And shout out to the homies over there at Riding Dirty Radio. Shout out to my homie Big Vic XL. That's the fam over there. We know about them. We rock with them. They are family and friends of K100 Radio. I see you on your grind. Let's check this out. Dripping in Cash, Von T.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Von T. T. Over 1 2 7 8. Night.
I've been dripping with cash, baby. I've been dripping with cash, yeah. I'm getting the cash, I'm getting the bag. You know that I'm dripping with cash, baby. I've been dripping with cash, baby. I've been getting the cash, yeah. We getting the bag, don't know how to act. We acting the act for the cash, yeah. I've been dripping with cash, baby. I've been dripping with cash, yeah. We getting the cash, I'm getting the bag. You know that I'm dripping with cash, baby. I've been dripping with cash, baby. I've been getting the cash, yeah. We run up a band, don't know how to act. It's all about getting the cash, yeah. Hey, running this shit cause I know that I'm with it. Talking about cash and I know I'm gonna get it. Pull it to all of these shows and I'm with it. Making the dough that my nigga gon' split it. All of my young niggas out here be with it. Hustling, hoping they don't get us in it. Most of us don't even know where to quit it. That's what I wasn't a nigga in minute. That's when my niggas get cash. But we so addicted to dope. But don't turn around, get in the club. I'm blowing shit out when I'm home. 50 to come to the door. 20s and ones on the floor. 60 niggas, 100, 60 niggas, niggas, bro.
So all my niggas in this bitch. Yeah.
I think I got about my niche.
Yeah.
Boy, they done told me it was snitching.
Yeah,
I took the oranges on my wrist.
Yeah,
I see a whole lot of cash.
Yeah,
and this is shit that made us sad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, mama, I had to ask.
I'll be back in the blast, I'm doing a dance, I'm rolling a city to take of the cash.
I be dripping with cash, baby. I be dripping with cash, yeah. I'm getting the
getting the cash and getting the bag. You know that I'm dripping with cash, baby.
Rocking out with the homie Von T for this live podcast community. Von T, what up, homie?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, yeah.
For sure, man. Listen, we coming, we winding it down. We almost to the end of the album. We only got 14 tracks and we on track 11. The name of this joint is called Enough, fam. I want you to tell me about this and what we're getting into now.
Yo, yeah, so this song called Enough. You know, shout out to Ecor the Wolf out there in California. You know what I'm saying? I just shot a music video to this joint out there in California in April. This is going to be dropping soon. You know what I'm saying? Drop it on every major video platform that's out there. Shout out to G-Man Entertainment. They was out there supporting me, man. Like, they out there. They believe in the movement. Signed, you know what I'm saying, to G-Man. You know, shout out to Sony and everybody who's supporting me, man. Like, this track right here, man, like, I wanted to show my love to my Cali supporters because that's where I'm from. That's where my blood is born. And so, yeah, like, Enough, man, was just pretty much just talking about, man, like, that's enough of all the snitching, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Us as a culture, man, like, a lot of the people have capitalized off of our culture, man. And I just wanted to say, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stop condoning all of that snitching, man. Y'all stop condoning all these niggas, all these boys out there that's talking about, you know what I'm saying, snitching and glorifying it. Nah, man, snitching ain't cool, man. Like, for real. Like, even though I'm a service member, bro, like, even if any of my dudes, man, came into any trouble, man, I would never snitch on them, man. I stand with y'all, man. Like, snitching is definitely never and will never, ever be accepted in our culture. You just don't do it. So that's what Enough is talking about, man. And shout out to Ecor, man, out there in California. And shout out to Compton. And shout out to all of my California niggas, dude, you know what I'm saying, that out there that's supporting.
All right, man, let's get into it. This is track number 11 off the Music Is Project, man. We rocking out right now. We chopping up with the homie Von T for the name of this album. It's called Music Is. Again, it's already out. It's on Spotify and Tidal and all that, so you can stream it. He's got a couple of videos that we've already shown you tonight on the broadcast over there, so make sure you go rock with him, man. Search him on YouTube. If you're on YouTube right now, you should already be following him, man. Von-T. This one's called Enough, man. Stop telling all the goddamn time.
Yeah. K100, you bastard. You
bastard. All them niggas snitching, ain't no competition. You keep pushing while I do addition. My ambition, keep the opposition in decomposition. Hanging out the prison is the mission. Till then you can bitch it, that's enough. Like a child slipping, all them niggas snitching, ain't no competition. You keep pushing while I do addition. My ambition, keep the opposition in decomposition. Hanging out the prison is the mission.
slipping up, slipping up, slipping. All them niggas snitching, ain't no competition. You keep wishing while I do addition. My ambition, keep the opposition in the opposition. Saying out the prison is the mission. Tell them niggas snitching, that's enough. Nigga tripping, slipping. All them niggas snitching, ain't no competition. You keep wishing while I do addition. My ambition, keep the opposition in the opposition. Saying out the prison is the mission. Tell them niggas snitching.
You know that shit is how you get your man shot. Now I claim to be a gangster, but I keep that thing cut. Niggas switch up like Nintendo when the fans hit the block. All that snitching is a lie, that's how you catch a red dot. This rubber shit is something to the real and the fake. Cut the grass, see the snake, you eat the under, eat the cake. In this game, I'm the only individual. Keep my helmet on and always look at my peripheral. Keep my head on the swivel and looking for a swindler. The promoters, they be checking in and this is always sinister. Don't ever trust the hollow shit, don't like the shit that's simpler. Don't ever trust a nigga you don't know because I'm sniffing. Keep the nigga telling it, just as you go admit it. I'm tired of the nigga that's way the opposition, bro. Calls at the shows, you know, Pinocchio, the flows, you chose lows, enough with all of the woes.
Enough, nigga tripping, slipping, all them niggas snitching, ain't no competition. You keep wishing while I do addition. My ambition, keep the opposition in the opposition. Saying out the prison is the mission, telling you this bitch. That's enough, nigga tripping, slipping, all them niggas snitching, ain't no competition. You keep wishing while I do addition. My ambition, keep the opposition in the opposition. Saying out the prison is the mission, telling you this bitch.
Competition, that ain't my mission. No doubt any stitches, that be snitching these niggas. Bitches, we coming to get you. We coming to hit you for bitten the shit you were sitting to the bed. But my bread, that's your head and upstairs. My opposition make me position myself to myself. Bobbing over reporters, getting aware of my wealth. Ambition to stay out of prison. Better living, that's my mission. My station for riches. You gotta get it, I'm going in on that raw shit, lock shit, whip shit, trap shit, slap shit. She say you're too proud, quit. I'm handling the business for candy, scamming and quit. Taking all the profiles of a woman that will go wild. So keep your eyes wide open, cause haters be high. Hoping for your bar, downfall, but watch the ball. Some dudes be snitching, cause they ain't got a day body.
That's enough, nigga tripping, slipping, all them niggas snitching, ain't no competition. You keep wishing while I do addition. My ambition, keep the opposition in the competition. Staying out the prison is the mission, telling you to stitch it. That's enough, nigga tripping, slipping, all them niggas snitching, ain't no competition. You keep wishing while I do addition. My ambition, keep the opposition in the competition. Staying out the prison is the mission, telling you to stitch it.
K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard.
We're winding it down, man. Shout out to them on Instagram and Facebook and kids and stuff. But listen, we still over here. We rocking with YouTube. YouTube is always going to show love to the grind. Trash-ass motherfuckers over at Facebook. If they can't get a little bit of money off of it, they ain't with it. The hell with them. But we still over here rocking out, of course. It definitely can't stop the podcast. If you're on Spotify, please follow the K100 Radio podcast, K100 Radio podcast, so you can check out some of our interviews, especially this one. This one will be over here definitely. But a lot of our interviews that we've done over the years and some of our music industry conferences and, you know, different special guests and all kind of stuff is over there listed on the podcast, fam. So if you're on Spotify, please rock with us over there. Thank you very much. All right, Vonti. Hold on, let me see where we at. We on track 12 right now. We got this joint called Take Me Away.
Yo.
We got Take Me Away Undefeated, and then we're going to go out with the outro, man. Tell me about Take Me Away, bro.
Yo, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Take Me Away, that's another video that I just shot out in California, man. Like, shout out to my roots, man, because California has definitely been showing me some love. And it's crazy because I had to go full circle, you know what I'm saying? Like, my music career started online, but it actually originated in Georgia. But it would just be so ironic that the place that I was born in is actually the place that it actually pushing me, which is California, man. But there is choice platforms like Ryan Dirty Radio, K100, DJ Cheat Chick, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of other individuals out here in Georgia that actually realize, you know what I'm saying, that a star is right here in the state of Georgia. But California, man, it didn't take them no time to realize that I was one of their own. And I just shot another video. Shout out to, videographer, Big Lyric, Fabs, Sam's, Agate, and, you know what I'm saying, Truth Be Told Radio, everybody out there, Backstage Access, you know, everybody out there in California that's continuously showing love to me. And when I shot the video for Take Me Away, I actually stumbled upon an opportunity to appear in a short series, J Horn Films. You know what I'm saying? A highly respected individual out there in California. It was supposed to be a short film, but because of my acting experience, him and the manager, they said, hey, we want to see if you want to be, would you be open to turning this short film into a series? And I was like, yeah, why not? I mean, because they put my music in the video and in the series and everything. So, yeah, your boy Von T is involved in acting and in music now. So, yes, be looking out for that July of this year. That's definitely coming out, called A Friend's Betrayal. Take Me Away. I shot the video out there in California. On the rebound of the video of Enough is going to be the video for Take Me Away. I am definitely out here moving. My name is buzzing, and I appreciate everybody and every organization that is out here supporting me, or all my interview of the military, about the military, or my music, and just in general, because it is definitely buzzing. It's a little stressful at times, but I definitely appreciate all the love and the emails and the comments and everything like that, bro. Like, I really do love it.
Good stuff, man. Let's check out track number 12 right here. This is called Take Me Away. The album, again, is called Music Is, and this is K100 Radio. We're rocking out with Von T. This is the project premiere.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Grammy-nominated rapper.
K100, you bad.
Artist. He's in shock today. They're mourning the hip-hop stars ultimately and violent death. Nipsey Hussle was murdered in broad daylight outside a clothing store that he owned in South Los Angeles. Killed just before he was about to meet the city leaders and the LAPD about reducing gang violence.
Everybody, Terry Hart is here with the latest billionaire.
Wow. Can we make this a really short story, or a longer story? What would you prefer?
Okay, well, Jay-Z, hip-hop's first official billionaire.
One.
Put me out of easy.
Nowadays, I'm living in my head. I'm thinking about some of the things that I always said. And how most of my friends should stay all dead. And how the smell of success can make a nigga scared. Yeah, they hate on you when they see you coming up. But think of donuts in the air when you get down on your luck. They talking shit behind your back. They hoping that you get stuck. So they can go and say that you was only a runner-up. And you see, why can't you just be my brother and we just love another? Why do we fight still and gotta try to kill each other? We could have come to so much if we had some unity. The lead of unity. I hope I get the opportunity. Active immunity, working in the community to make a precious paper that expresses in its purity. Bigger than you and me, if only we could stop the beat. To see that we are crucially, brutally, it's a foolish thing. Denied a sign of something given to us beautifully. We kings and queens, but are we acting like we royalty? We get up on the track and talk about our jewelry. And usually we use our riches and it's always to the plan. Usually ruthlessly, most of us use it differently. And operate the current share and a nigga do to me. A product of the system, yeah, that's what we take. Keeping up and let us straight to the beat, come and take me away. Yeah, yeah, baby. Let the beat come and take me away. Hey, yeah, yeah, baby. Let the beat come and take me away. Hey. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man.
South LA,
you see, he died when he shouldn't have had to.
Do you want me to break down?
But on the flip side, it's hip-hop. Gave us the first black billionaire.
Some brothers giving their heart, most niggas get their mind. Half of the time, most of us is out here trying to shine. The other half is out here and we stay up on the grind. Out with the Draco, committing crime, dodging one time. They wait up for the cocaine even though they hate the line. You do some good, niggas kill you, hit you with the slime. But you can't kill a knockout even in the face of evil. That's why my nigga Nipsey, he a knockout for the people. If you just sit down, shut the fuck up, then we'll try to teach you. Don't worry, lethal, when your lyrics are just spitting diesel. You stay talking about all that red, I'm rapping the blue. But it's the white that's in the middle that control the youth. They hate on you and you aware and you spread the truth. It's no coincidence, it's a flag, red, white, and blue. And even if they coming for me, I was never in the state. I'm just sitting pray. Let the beat come and take me away. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, man. Let the beat come and take me away.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard.
And we're getting ready to wind this joint down, man. We're rocking right out right now with Von C. Listen, we over here rocking with his project premiere for his album, which his music is. All right. We've been going track by track. We've been chopping up with the artist. Had a lot of great commentary, a lot of insight with the artist about his mind frame and everything else that's been going on when he was creating this particular project, man. So it's good stuff, and it's the way that we try to show love to our independent artists out here and give them another avenue or something different to do to kind of try to separate ourselves from what, you know, some of the other platforms are doing. Not that we don't rock with them. We just want to do something a little bit different. And we know over here personally how much work it goes into producing and executive producing, which is when you're an independent artist, you're probably executive producing, rapping, financing, engineering, who the fuck knows? Maybe you speak on your own album. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So to get to this particular part, we just salute the artist that's doing it, man. So Von T, before we get to the outro, we got one more called Undefeated. Tell me about Undefeated.
Yo, so I got a request to make. I know I want to play Undefeated, and I know I got the outro, but I know I got two bonus tracks on the album. But I wanted to see if I could play On My Mind as opposed to the outro, because the outro was just a reintroduction to the intro. But the On My Mind is a shout out to Carter Brothers, and I know that you know what I'm saying, that got sent to you too. If not, then that's cool. But I do want to play On My Mind, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Carter Brothers, you know what I'm saying? That actually worked on me with my first feature track, and it was actually one of my first tracks that ever showed up on Ill or Kill on K100 Radio.
All right. So you want to rock On My Mind right now to be up against the clock?
Yeah, let's rock with On My Mind, and then we'll rock with Undefeated. You can skip the outro because the outro is a reintroduction of the intro, and I'll just tell everybody the intro and the outro is it's together. Pretty much what I'm saying is that if you want to rock with me, you know what I'm saying, you want to follow me, you want to do anything like that, you want to work on the track, man, like you can reach out to me to KOVU1278. That's on all social media. Or you can go to Google and type in Von T. I pop up. You know what I'm saying, as Blizzum said, you know what I'm saying, at the beginning of this show, I pop up out there. If you want to work with one, like hook up with me, I'll link you up with G-Man, ENT Man, and we can work on something. Let's make magic.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and check out On My Mind, be up against the clock. That's by request for the artist. All right, name is joining us called On My Mind. You dig? This is Von T. Let's go, fam. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
I'm just trying to give you mine, but I've been on my grind. I got money on my mind. I ain't trying to waste your time. I'm just trying to give you mine, but I've been on my grind. I got money on my mind. I started it, but they were laughing at us. The way they shit because I knew that I was passing. I need a new car just so I could drive fast. And I gotta get a badge so I could get that ass. And remember when I ain't have food in the cabinet, and if I see it and I like it, then I'm grabbing it. They don't know half of it. We were sleeping on the floor, we don't know mattresses. Being to the PM, and I wouldn't want to be him. One day I'ma fill a whole entire Coliseum. Being to the PM, and I wouldn't want to be him. They been talking shit, but they don't say it when they see him. I'm just trying to give you mine, but I've been
I got money. I ain't trying to waste your time.
I've been working around the clock, trying to catch a break. Overtime, all the time, almost every day. Sick of barely getting by, didn't have a whip. I was sick of always getting rides. Working in 9-to-5, didn't fuck up the drive. Shit, I even worked 2 jobs at the same time. Everything I did was to get to where I'm at. It's 6 years that I can't get back, but I'd do it all again if it meant less friends. More money, more problems, more money, I'm in. I think I'm ready for whatever's next. I got trust in the process.
I ain't trying to waste your time, just trying to give you mine. But I've been on my grind, I got money on my mind.
Yeah, that's a mind, I've been on my grind. I hear you talking, but baby, you're just wasting my time. You be taking me up on my peace of mind. Walking on the thin line, on that incline. Sit around and fight just like at the dog. Giving me something to talk about up on the floor. I know I'm supposed to be fucking up with you, bro. But I got your mind, it should be my bondage, you know the car. Don't you have me while I'm on my activist. I'm trying to run, but you thought it was a trick. I can't be Superman and walking like a kid. But I said I get this right, I get this right. Hey, Jake and John, Sam, boy, now don't you hesitate. This video that's on my head, keep it going straight. I got it set, it only COVID 1-7-8. I really gotta make it, and they open up the floodgate.
On my mind, I don't wanna keep you waiting. All this time that I've been taking, all these miscommunications, all my naked conversations. I don't wanna make you hate me. I got time that I'm not wasting. I don't wanna keep you waiting. You waiting. Thanks on a wet.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. All right, we got to wrap this thing up, man. We had a really great time chopping it up with the homie Von T, man. Before we get ready to go, we definitely got to get the homie over here one more time to holler at the people. Yo, Von T.
Yo, what's up? It's boy Von T.
Hold on, where's Von T? Oh, my bad.
Yo.
Yo, Von T.
Yeah, you can hear me?
I can hear you now, fam. Before we get ready to roll up out of here, man, I want you to one more time solidify where everybody can find all this music and all the platforms where they want. If they heard this tonight or they're watching this after the fact, if they're listening live or they're watching the YouTube channel, definitely 100% without fail how they can find this music.
Yo, so like I was saying, man, like I did my research and I did that just for the fans before I ever came out as an artist. Man, they can follow me. If you type in Von T on any platform, I guarantee you, you know, V-O-N-T, like I guarantee you, like I'm going to pop up. I did the research just for the fans, but for social media purposes, you know what I'm saying, if you just want to absolutely make sure that you follow me and not somebody else who's imitating my page, which there are a few of those out there, you can type in KOVU1278. Well, that's KOVU1278. And, you know what I'm saying, for people who don't know what that means, man, that means that there's one of me, there's two personas, and we stay up 7 days of the week with all 8 eyes open. That's the 1278, and you know what I'm saying, the KOVU, KOVU. You can find me on any platform that's out there. Like, it's a movement. Von T, you know what I'm saying, we are coming up, you know what I'm saying, G-Man, Vibration Frequency, Symbiotic Music, man. We're here for the takeover, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I know I hear a lot of people say that all the time, but I have another mission. I'm here to collab and tie all genres of music together. So they can definitely find me if they just type my name in, because, like, I'm out there, bro, like, everywhere.
All right. And the name of this album, once again, is Music Is. Music Is. And that's what's up, man. Shout out to the homie Von T. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. All right, salute to everybody who watched this live stream, anybody who shared it, anybody who watched it, and show some love to Von T, and salute to anybody who's supporting independent artists on their grind and who supports K100 Radio. We got to wrap this thing up, man. Make sure you go and get that album. Music Is. Follow our podcast on Spotify. Subscribe to our channel for more exclusive interviews and project premieres and live event coverage and music reviews and all kind of good stuff over there on the K100 Radio channel. Please subscribe if you're over there checking us out right now. Please and thank you. It doesn't cost you a dime to press subscribe, fam. That's it. We get ready to roll up out of here, man. Thanks for tuning in to K1's Radio. And we're going to get back to the music, man. Our homie DJ MoFat is coming back to the broadcast after a hiatus, representing Texas over there, doing his thing with the greatest show on earth. That's going to be coming on Fridays at, I think, 3 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock p.m. No, it's one of the two, I can't remember. But Fridays, DJ MoFat is back with the greatest show on earth ever. Salute to the homie. All right. Jay Harris is coming back with All Access on Saturdays, 2 o'clock p.m. for that with the show. So, we're doing our thing, man. Everybody kind of had to take a step back and revamp and recoup for COVID, and everybody had, everybody had issues that was more pressing. But K1's Radio never faltered to the whole thing. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks with COVID, and this shit still was going. Never shut down. You dig? This is K100 Radio.
K100, you bastard.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
Hey, yo, Moolah, DJ Khaled.
This is your boy Lil Wayne.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
In 3, 2, 1.
It's Street Anthems, bitch.
Hey, come on.
Music certified by the streets.
This the man DJ Will Money. Catch my mix show Street Anthems Live right here on this station. I'm playing the hottest hip-hop and R&B music. I'm also showing love to all the independent artists with the indie spotlight segment. So tune in to your favorite station right here. Let's get it.
Hey, yo. Street Anthems Live Mix Show.
Yeah, keep it locked.
Get live with DJ Will Money.
Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.